Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
It's a no-show from Vladimir Putin. It's a no-show from Donald Trump. So where does that leave the much-anticipated Ukraine peace talks, which are happening today in Istanbul in Turkey? Well, for more on this, I'm joined now by James Waterhouse, who's the BBC's Ukraine correspondent. James, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I see from my screen that in the last little while, Vladimir Zelensky has arrived in the Turkish capital for these talks with President Erdogan. And he was giving a speech or saying a few words on the tarmac there. He called Russia's delegation in Istanbul a stand-in props or decorative. Now, have the Ukrainian side taken the level of Russian representation at these talks as an insult?
I think they are trying to highlight how Russia is approaching this latest round of diplomacy to America. The foreign minister, Andriy Sybiha, has just said that he is expecting a constructive day with deep negotiations. But you're right. We are having a Russian and US presidential no-show so far, I should add. We've got what critics are describing as low-level discussions in Istanbul. President Zelensky will meet President Erdogan today in Ankara. And we also have a meeting of NATO foreign ministers to talk defence spending elsewhere in Turkey. And the mood there, we understand, is pretty downbeat. The hope was that Ukraine and its Western allies would entice Vladimir Putin to show up. They threatened last weekend further sanctions if Russia didn't agree to a 30-day ceasefire. President Putin of Russia somehow swerved that proposal by saying, look, let's have direct talks in Turkey without conditions. So that 30-day ceasefire proposal has been shelved, it seems, along with the threat of further sanctions. And yet here we are now, thus far, according to Dmitry Peskov, the Kremlin spokesman, saying there are no plans for Vladimir Putin to be there. And his absence, I think, would pretty much firmly put a glass ceiling as to how far these talks could go today, and any kind of pause in fighting remains ever distant. And I think, you know, we are seeing Putin again dictate the pace and direction of these ceasefire endeavours.
But the Americans have left the door open, haven't they? Slightly ajar to Donald Trump turning up if things change. He's landed in Qatar on this part of his four-day visit to the Middle East, saying that he may go to Istanbul tomorrow if the peace talks make progress today. Now, as things stand, that's probably unlikely, isn't it?
It would be if you don't have. I mean, Donald Trump also said, why would Putin go if I'm not there? So I think we are seeing Donald Trump, who is in the Middle East on this four-day trip. He's currently in Abu Dhabi, signing business deals, engaging in intense diplomacy elsewhere. I think we're seeing him hedge his bets. But at the moment, you have a scenario where the US president is waiting to see what his Russian counterpart will do. And I think, you know, it's a frustrating 180 turn for Ukraine when we talk about how, look, European allies were here last weekend, Macron, Starmer, Merz of Germany, trying to appear united with the blessing of Donald Trump, trying to up the ante on Vladimir Putin to get him to come and engage in some kind of process. And here we are again, where not only is it so far, I mean, things could change, but so far seeming like he won't turn up. But he's got America, Ukraine and Europe on the back foot reacting to what his subsequent decisions may well be. And if you're Ukraine, if he doesn't show up today, then he will be hoping that the White House follows through with its initial threat of further sanctions for Russia if a ceasefire is not agreed. But evidence so far in Donald Trump's second term suggests that that may well not materialise.
And we haven't had a reaction or a response from America on the level of the delegation sent by the Russians, have we?
No, not yet. I think, President Zelensky, as you said, on the runway tarmac in Turkey, described it as the delegation as props. But what we're hearing from colleagues, certainly with the meeting of NATO foreign ministers around Marco Rubio, the US Secretary of State, is that there is a bit of frustration there. There is a downbeat feel that the collective effort of Western allies has not been sufficient for Russia to engage and therefore give these round of talks the importance needed, necessary, to try and steer this war to some kind of pause. And as ever, you know, we don't know where it goes from here. It all hinges on whether the US decides to respond. And at the moment, Donald Trump, he's sort of just standing back.
And President Zelensky, since the Oval Office debacle, has really been trying to show Donald Trump, I'm trying, I am playing by your rules. Yeah. Will he meet this delegation, which he has called decorative today?
He will not. That's the impression we're getting this side. He said he will only meet with Vladimir Putin. Of course, he's meeting his Turkish counterpart today. But you're right, he has no choice but to show that he is willing for a ceasefire. But it's not as compliant as you might think. Yes, this is a turnaround from that Oval Office bust-up earlier this year. But if he continues to show, play willing with this White House, then we will see Washington continue, it seems, to allow Ukraine to buy more military aid, crucially this time, rather than just receive it, buy more military aid. And that represents something still being in it for Ukraine, allowing it to keep it in the fight. But what Ukraine really wants are substantial follow-throughs from Washington, more sanctions to try and hinder Russia's war machine. But clearly, given what we're discussing this morning, Vladimir Putin is looking at what is going on the battlefield, and he seemingly is satisfied with the grinding gains his troops are achieving, notably in the east. And that seems to outweigh any benefits from Moscow and Washington rekindling its relationship for now. But of course, that could change, but it's bad news for Ukraine.
Donald Trump now has just emerged onto a stage in Qatar where he's going to address US troops at the American airbase there. So really what we're doing here now is waiting to see what Donald Trump might say about this entire situation and whether he will put more pressure in terms of sanctions on Russia because Vladimir Putin hasn't arrived at this meeting today.
I think a lot of Ukrainian ears will be on what he says and what threats he carries out. But you know, at the moment, we're hearing from the Kremlin that talks, these lower level talks in Turkey, have been postponed till this afternoon at the request of Turkey, says Moscow. And I think we're seeing a buying of time here. And I think it's unlikely that we will see Donald Trump come out with concrete threats or an articulation of frustration at Vladimir Putin's apparent decline of this invitation. But I'm not going to be someone to predict what Donald Trump will say in a press conference. But as of now, you suspect people are just kind of hedging their bets to see whether there is a last minute revelation in Turkey.
Yeah, it is a waiting game. And also waiting are some US officials, apparently, in Istanbul as well. That confirmed by the Turkish Foreign Ministry. James, thank you so much. James Waterhouse, BBC's Ukraine correspondent there. Coming up, Ireland is one of the few countries in Europe that doesn't staff air ambulances with doctors. We're going to find out why after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.